From Iraq now to domestic politics, Slate and day-to-day political analyst Will Salatan joins us to talk about where things stand in the presidential campaign. Will, welcome back to Day-to-Day, and the political world is still trying to figure out whether the CBS show 60 Minutes erred in disclosing several derogatory memos allegedly written by George W. Bush's late commander in the Texas Air National Guard. A lot of experts say the documents are forgeries. CBS says it's standing by the story. What do you find most important about this episode, Will?
Well, you know, the thing I can't get over, Alex, is how gratuitous the memos are. I mean, CBS had two corroborating sources. They had a document expert who looked at them, and then they had this Major General Bobby Hodges, who was basically Bush's boss's boss in the Guard. And the document expert actually was just looking at the signature of Bush's boss and saying, that's consistent with the guy's signature on other documents. So that wasn't much of a corroboration. The other guy who was a corroborator was General Hodges, who claims now that he never saw the memos, that they were simply read to him over the phone, and that he said to the CBS person, gosh, that sounds like Jerry Killian, who was Bush's boss in the Guard and Hodges' subordinate. He says, that sounds like something he would say. He was a stickler for detail. And of course, we know from the records that Bush didn't always show up, that there was a gap when he was expected to be there and wasn't. So what Hodges now says is, well, the documents themselves look suspicious. Well, yeah, but the gist of the documents is that Bush did not show up to the extent that Bush's boss, this stickler, thought. And the Major General essentially validates that, and that's consistent with all of the records. So what we have is stuff that has been put on paper, and the paper is dubious, but the thrust of what the paper is supposed to convey seems to be validated by everyone concerned.
Whatever's valid, this is certainly true. Every day the news is dominated by a story like this about the Vietnam era. It's one more day that the issues of this year and our time don't get much attention.
Yeah, you know, this is killing John Kerry, because look at all the other issues that broke about the same time as this Guard story. We passed 1,000 dead in Iraq. The new deficit numbers came out. The assault weapons ban expired. Kerry was trying to come out with a new stump speech focusing on the economy. Instead, the media seizes on these memos, which then blow up in the face of the media and blow up in Kerry's face as well. So, you know, one more stroke of good luck for George W. Bush.
Over the weekend, a big, huge blast in North Korea that at first seemed to suggest a nuclear test. There was a story in the New York Times yesterday saying that North Korea is getting very close to testing a nuclear weapon. U.S. officials now say that whatever this thing was, it was not an atomic test. But it did lead Mr. Kerry to launch a new attack on the Bush administration's approach to North Korea.
Yeah. Now, what Kerry did is he calls up a New York Times reporter over the weekend on a day when he has no campaign stuff scheduled. And this, so it's the only news that he's going to create that day, which is the first thing I've seen from the Kerry campaign in a long time that suggests they're trying to gain control of the media cycle and stop putting out a dozen stories a day. They have this one story about North Korea. And what Kerry does here is he finally gets his handle on the way to use Iraq against President Bush. And that is to stop quibbling about this or that in the Iraq policy and to start talking about the opportunity cost of Iraq. What are the threats that we are not addressing so that we could go get Saddam Hussein? What is it we're doing with that we're not doing with the $200 billion that we're spending? And Kerry's answer is, look at this nuclear activity in North Korea. There's some debate about what exactly the activity is, but there seems to be multiple pieces of intelligence that suggest that there is a heightened nuclear activity over there. And in that event, Kerry can say, here is a real threat to the United States that President Bush is not addressing in order to fight his war in Iraq.
One more issue. Maybe we have time for this. Medicare. This, you would think, would help the Democrats. Premiums announced this month going up. The Democrats say they're going to fight these increases. But the Bush campaign is blaming Congress and one member of Congress in particular, and that is John Kerry. Can they make that stick?
I think they can. You know, the one thing that's really hard to do in a campaign, your opponent brings up an issue like Medicare and you're the incumbent and you try to say, oh, but there were these and this such and such reasons why we had to raise the Medicare premium, or it wasn't really us. All those explanations don't work. What works is to turn around and attack the opponent. That's what Bush is doing with these ads accusing John Kerry of supporting the Medicare premium hike. I think it's unfair because it was part of a much larger spending bill, but I think it'll stick.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Will, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.